official company sponsorship of the paper came to an end after 15 months. They were very nervous about what I might do as an editor, so they forced a kind of co-publishing arrangement between my company and Playbill, the people who produce the programs for most live theater and cultural events around the country, which lasted a couple of years. But basically, since 1981 or 82, the paper has been basically a family operation, where myself and my wife do about three quarters of the skilled work, together with we have reviewers in all the capital cities in Australia and New Zealand, and we try to cover what's going on overseas, where there are Australian singers or conductors or performers involved. I occasionally, when I go overseas, I see performances and I write about them, always with an eye on their comparison to local standards and so forth, because many people, like the Queenslanders and the South Australians, that they felt very cut off. Many Australians are inclined to think that the standards in such esoteric areas as opera here are going to inevitably be very bad by overseas standards. But this isn't the case, and I think lots of Australians are inclined to undervalue the achievements not only of the national company, but of the state companies on various stages. At its best, the VSO did some wonderful work, and occasionally the other state companies have done first-class work, particularly in festival time. Some of the Adelaide Festival productions have been quite spectacularly good, and there have been some good productions in Queensland and Western Australia as well. We have stabilized at a much more modest circulation of 1,000 to 1,500 now is our core readership, and it has maintained itself basically as a family operation. We have had three different names forced on us. First of all, we were Opera Australia, and established, as I say, by the company. We changed our name in 1994 when we established a sister publication called Theatre Australasia, and we changed the name of the publication to Opera Australasia. When the opera company changed its name to Opera Australia, we felt that it was necessary for us to change our name to avoid confusion, although at that stage we were Opera Australasia and they were Opera Australia. In fact, when registering the name with the New South Wales Corporate Affairs Commission, we were told, when we wanted to change the name from Opera Australia to Opera Australasia, we were told we didn't even need to bother. All we had to do was inform them, because that organization considers Australia and Australasia the same word, and they won't register organizations which differ only in that respect, which meant that technically speaking, the opera company couldn't have changed its name to Opera Australia, which they did not do in New South Wales. What they did was change the name of the company, which is a federal matter, and the attitude of the federal and state authorities is, if there is a dispute in such matters, let them fight it out in the courts. And I certainly was not about to take on Australian Opera, which has about six QCs on its board. The newspaper is roughly exists for the cause of promoting or assisting the cause of opera in general.